Well, the biggest news of all is, well, it's something like that. What I said earlier, which, why is he a famous movie star? Nobody's ever heard of him. It's something like that, yeah. But the biggest news of all is we've got ourselves an ice cream van. All morning we've been doing a tribute to the stout men and women of the ice cream trade, and here we are with an ice cream van. Dean, is it?
Yeah.
Dean, tell us the circumstances which brought a van to our airwaves. Oh,
we've had to break about three traffic laws to get
it. Yeah,
it wasn't as close as I first thought.
There isn't a judge in the country who would owe that.
We're about 2 miles away.
Mm-hmm. And?
To do a couple of red lights.
Did any kind of, you know, parents lean out in the road and go, ice cream man, you went straight by them? I hope you had your chimes going all the way, like a police car. Then
yeah, mind that child.
They'll wave you straight through.
Named a few pensioners.
I'm off straight here to get on the air to play us this theme. Now, you're playing a live ice cream van theme.
Live ice cream van?
What theme is it?
Mick, what's your tune?
It's Mick.
Yankee Doodle Dandy.
He's got Yankee Doodle Dandy. Could we just have a quick word with Mick before he gets back in the cabin again?
He can't, so he's over a metal railing. I'm inside the building, hanging the phone out of the window.
Oh, I see.
On the main road.
Okay, well, could Mick just shout that everything's fine and he's okay? Could you just
Mick, can you just shout everything's fine and you're okay? Everything's okay.
Yeah, I heard him there. Now, given how distant Mick's voice was then, Alice, you'd think these chimes should be appropriately removed. Let's see. Okay, give Mick the thumbs up. Here are some actual ice cream van chimes, everyone.
You ready?
Here we go. Of course. Oh. More, leave it out there. Could you signal to Mick we need it once more? Need it once more. Tell Mick
one more time.
One more time, Mick.
We've developed a cue.